AM Sports Report brought to you by Buffalo Peak Golf Course. Head out the Union Highway, go through town, take a left up the hill, and beautiful 18-hole links-style course. And, man, ever since Dana's got there, things have changed. The pro shop is upgraded. It's beautiful. We're getting into that season where golf's going to really start kicking off. So go out to Buffalo Peak and work on your game. They got a driving range. It's awesome out there. Buffalo Peak, meet me at the peak. First off, something a little bit bigger than sports today. It's public now, so I can kind of talk about it. There's a LHS baseball player, Cade McKinley, and who is also the son of the head coach, Parker, recently diagnosed with Ewing sarcoma, which is a aggressive bone cancer that usually affects young adults and teenagers. And he's in a battle for his life up at in Portland at the hospital. And the crazy cool part about this is our community. It's just crazy how people come together in this community. And I mean, I've followed it on social media, so I kind of understand what's going on with the whole thing. Like when it comes to people trying to reach out, and you know, obviously there's going to be a time where the family might need some support. Jeff Robinson, who is business partners with Parker in We Paint LeGrand, is in charge of all of their like communications and anything going on with the family when it comes to like fundraising and stuff right now. And he basically said, as of right now, they don't need anything. They just need prayers and support. And like I said, this community is amazing. Those pictures that just showed were from LHS baseball and softball parents. And on Friday, LeGrand hosted Baker in softball and baseball right here. And the crazy thing is the Baker team showed up wearing shirts to support Cade and his family. And that just shows you that it's even more than just our community. You know what I mean? Like our rival, one of our rivals in sports shows up with, you know, the Cade McKinley shirts on, and the girls softball team for Baker wore their fight cancer pink uniforms. And it was just touching. I've spent a lot of time like reading the posts on Instagram, which if you want to follow his journey, Cades, C-A-D-E-S underscore courage underscore on Instagram. And that is hit the Instagram page where they're keeping everybody updated. It already has almost 1,000 followers. And that shows you right there, 1,000 followers on Instagram in a few weeks. Just how much people care about the people in our community, and they have bracelets available that say, I don't know exactly what they say, but it's something about Cade's courage. They're available at Fitzgerald Flowers and out at Island City Express Lube. And man, what I mean, it makes me proud to be a part of this community, to see people really come together like this and support I mean, not only the kid, but the Parker, who's done a lot for this community as a coach and as a teacher and as a mentor. And then now he's got a high school kid who's battling this, you know, this cancer doesn't discriminate and it sucks. But when it does happen, it's really nice to see the support that we have right here in LeGrand. And like I said, as this moves forward, Jeff Robinson will be the contact for it, but you can get information right there at Cade's Courage on Instagram, and they've done a really good job of keeping everything updated, talking about how he just started his first chemo treatment. He's got 12 of them, and it's an uphill battle, but the family is optimistic, and all they're asking right now is you just keep them in your prayers. So I mean, that's what we'll do here. LHS softball cruised to two more wins on Friday against Baker down at Pioneer Park. They won the first game 11-0, second game 16-6. They host Ontario today at 2-4 right here in town at the same place. They are currently 7-1 in the GOL and 14-1 overall. They're tied with Pendleton. LHS baseball swept Baker as well. They split the first series over in Baker, and then they swept them on Friday, 6-5. In the first game, 6-5 in the second game. They also host Ontario today at 2-4. The wins on Friday brought LeGrand Baseball's overall record to 9-5, and they're 5-1 in the GOL. Now, those first two games against Pendleton got postponed, so we haven't seen Pendleton yet. But sitting at 5-1, I mean, we're tied for the lead in the GOL right now, which is absolutely awesome. EOU Baseball got 1 out of 4 this weekend versus the Yotes to close out their season. They ended up 16-34. Now, you say 16-34, and you're like, crappy season. No. Last year, we were 3-39. That's a crappy season.
Yeah.
16. So 13 more wins this year than last year is just, it's astronomical. It's awesome. And the Mounties ended up with a good season. They won 5 games in the CCC. They were 5-19, which is more than double what they won last year. They won 2. And things are looking up for this EOU baseball team as Coach Treadway will continue into his third season next year. I just saw they signed a pitcher out of Washington that's supposed to be a stud. And I think Treadway's got this baseball team moving in the right direction, and it's really nice to see. EOU softball needed to win all 3 CCC games against Southern this weekend, and they just couldn't get it done. They lost 2 of 4 overall and 2 of 3 of the conference games. They end up 34-8 on the season in the regular season, and then 22-5 in the CCC, which was good enough for second place. Congratulations to OIT. OIT ends up on top of the CCC again in the regular season, and that means they get to host the tournament this weekend, the CCC tournament, and they get the automatic seed or the automatic spot in the national tournament. So we go into the CCC this tournament this weekend in Klamath Falls, and EOU will get a bye in the first round, which is the morning game on Friday, but then they turn around and they play the winner of Carroll and College of Idaho at 4:30 on May 3rd. And so that'll be our first game for the Mounties in the CCC tournament. And I mean, the EOU doesn't have to win this tournament to get in, but they kind of dropped the ball a little bit when it comes to this last weekend. I mean, they hadn't seen Southern all year, so who knows? And Southern's pitcher pitched really well this weekend. But we made a lot of errors, and that's not typical of EOU softball. So it would be really nice if we could go out and win this tournament and get the second automatic bid. But we're going to make the national tournament either way. We are currently number 11 in the country, and we have our record against top 10s this year is really good. So there's no question about making the national tournament. EOU track and field had a nice weekend over in Corvallis. Justin Ash finished 3rd in the 3,000 meter steeplechase. He hit an A standard, as well as Hunter Nichols hitting an A standard in the steeplechase as well. Kenna Woodward hit an A standard in the hammer, throwing 52.85 meters and finishing 3rd in that event as well. Tyler Jones jumped a season best 2.1 meters in the high jump, which is, I want to say that tied his career record, and it's the 8th best jump in the NAIA this season. So I mean, hitting the A standard puts him automatically into the national qualifiers. For their efforts, Woodward, Jones, and Ash were named CCC Track and Field Athletes of the Week. Here's a quick look at the EOU schedule for the week. All right, let's talk a little bit of Andrew Peasley. So the draft came and went, and no Peasley draft. We kind of knew that was going to be the case. So the way that kind of works is once the draft gets, you know, to the end, teams will reach out to players that are undrafted and sign them or invite them to a mini camp. And what happened with Peasley is he got invited to a mini camp workout with the Jets. So there still is hope and a chance that he will get signed. And man, wouldn't that be awesome? Local, you know, hometown kid, with a shot to play in the NFL. His former teammate at Utah State is the current quarterback for the Packers, Jordan Love. And so he's got plenty of connections in the NFL. And I mean, I think he's got the body for an NFL quarterback and the skill. He just needs a chance. Mm-hmm. And that's the big thing. AM Sports Report brought to you by Buffalo Peak. Meet me at the peak.